我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主，我感谢你晚上给我们又一次来到你面前。
Lord, we thank you once again, you brought us here tonight.
虽然我们是许多的愚昧摆在你的面前。
Even though we have a lot of ignorance before you.
但是你自己的怜悯要叫我们脱离一切的限制和捆绑。
But your mercy will cause us to leave behind all the bondages.
因为你爱我们爱到一个地步，你连自己都交了出来。
Because you love us to a point that you have given up yourself.
所以就没有什么是我们这边的限制可以叫你的手不做工。
So there's no limitation on our side to cause you to stop your work.
主啊，我们晚上在这里仰望你的时候。
Lord, this evening we're here to look upon you.
我们求你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵来照明我们里面的眼睛。
We pray that you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten us.
叫我们看见你手所做的工和你做工的法子。
So we'll see the work in your hands and the principles of your work.
我们要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
因为从永远到永远你没有改变。
Because from eternity to eternity you have not changed.
你从前怎样彰显你的自己。
How you manifested yourself before.
启示你的自己。
And how you revealed yourself.
你现在还是照着你所启示过的来成全你所要做的工。
And nowadays you still accomplish your work according to what you have revealed before.
所以我们一同来仰望你。
So Lord, we look upon you together.
晚上你向我们再说话。
This evening may you speak to us once more.
透过你所说的话叫我们看见你手中的工。
And through your spoken words that we'll see the work in your hands.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
但愿主赏给我们有够用的属灵的悟性。
Lord, may you give us understanding, spiritual understanding.
能以完全的明白你做工的意思和目的。
So we can completely understand the meaning and the purpose of your work.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look upon you.
纪念我们在你面前这一段的时间。
May you remember our time before you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主又给我们恢复来查考他自己的话。
We thank the Lord that he gives us the opportunity to resume looking into his words.
我们前一阵子是用了一点时间来看神做工的法则里头的头一样。
And a while ago, we start to look at one of the principles of God's work.
我们特别是说到分别的法则。
We made special mention on the principle of separation.
我们说神在他的工作的里边，他是有好些的做工的法则。
And we say that within God's work, he has many principles.
我们从他最开始显明他的工作的时候的那一个次序来看。
And we look at it according to the order from the very beginning when he first worked.
那就是从创世纪那里开始看见神做工的一个次序。
And the order we saw was from Genesis.
那里就把神做工的法则也好像按照那个次序给我们稍微有一点的看见。
So it let us see briefly how the order of his work.
我们看到神用着分别的法则来成全他所要做的工。
And we see that God used the principle of separation to accomplish his work.
但是我们不能不说。
But we must say this.
分别的法则只是神做工的法则里头的其中的一个。
The principle of separation is the many principles within God's work.
不是唯一的法则。
That's not the only one principle.
那所以我们继续要看神做工的法则的其余的部分。
So we have to continue to look at the rest of the principles of God's work.
我想弟兄姊妹们都知道。
And I think brothers and sisters all know.
整本圣经是给我们看见神一个恢复的计划。
The whole Bible lets us see the plan of the revival of God.
我们可以说那是神永远的计划的执行。
Which is the execution of the eternal will of God.
但是你从这个执行的过程的里边，你很清楚的看到，他是有一些做工的法则在那里。
And from this process of execution, we can clearly see there are some principles within.
那除了我们所看过的分别的法则以外
，And besides the principle of separation that we've looked at，
那我们今天开始接上去的要看的，那是生命的法则。
And this evening we'll continue to see the principle of life.
我们看到神在创世纪一开头的时候给我们看见。
We see that God lets us see in the beginning of Genesis.
除了那个分别的法则以外，很明显的，那是一个生命的法则。
Besides the principle of separation, evidently there's a principle of life.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们也翻到创世纪那里去，我们先看一点点。
Let's look at Genesis.
第一节。
From verse one.
起初神创造天地。地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty.
那然后神就开始做工。
And then God started to work.
那神一开始做工，你就看见那个分别的法则的执行。
Once God started to work, you can see the execution of the principle of
separation. 那除了那个分别的法则以外呢
？And besides this principle of separation,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到那个生命的法则显出来了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the manifestation of the principle of life.
十一节
，Verse 11.
神说地要发生青草和结果子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类。
And God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds.
然后我们又看到二十节。
And then verse 20.
神说水要多多滋生有生命的物，要有雀鸟飞在地面以上，天空之中。
And God said, let a water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky.
22节。
And verse 22.
神就赐福给这一切说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。有。
And verse 22, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth.
24节。
24.
神说地要生出活物来各从其类。
And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds.
然后我们看26节。
And then verse 26.
我们神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上一切的爬虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
And we just read 26 to 28.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看到神在他创造的里头。
And verses 6, you can see in God's creation.
第二件事情叫我们留意到的，那就是神在生命的法则里边做工。
The second matter that caused our attention is that God works within the principle of life.
因为有一件事情我们不能不留心的。
And we have to pay attention to one matter.
那我们留意。
Let's take note.
但是起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, when God created heavens and earth,
地就成了空虚混沌。
That the earth was formless and empty.
渊面黑暗。
And darkness was over the surface of the deep.
这是当时的一个现象。
And brothers and sisters, this is the phenomenon at that time.
但是这个现象是表明什么呢？
But what does that phenomenon manifest?
我们晓得。
And we know that.
起初神创造的天地不是这个样的。
In the beginning, when God created heavens and earth, it wasn't like this.
所以才说地成了空虚混沌。
So that's why it would say the earth was formless and empty.
渊面黑暗。
And darkness was over the surface of the deep.
那这个是一些事情发生了以后的结果。
And this is the consequences of some matter that happened.
创世纪没有很明显给我们说出究竟发生了什么事。
And in the book of Genesis, it did not tell us clearly what actually happened.
但是读经的人都承认，在这个现象出现以前，有一个非常非常厉害的事情发生了。
But those who studied the scriptures acknowledge that before this happened, there's something great that happened.
那是上神悖逆的事情。
That's some rebellious against God.
那是撒旦堕落的那一个事实。
That was the fall of Satan.
撒旦的堕落就带出一个这样地是空虚混沌渊明黑暗的光景。
And because of the fall of Satan, it brought forth the formless and emptiness on earth and darkness over the surface of the deep.
那这个光景究竟是说明什么呢？
And what does this condition tell us?
当然那是一个堕落的结果。
That, of course, that's a consequence of fall.
从属灵的事实上面去看。
And from spiritual history.
一切在神面前的堕落都是带进一个死亡的结果。
All the falls before God would lead to death.
那因此当我们来看到神在创世纪里面所记载的那一个恢复的工作。
So when we read the book of Genesis and see the recording of God's work,
是在什么光景的底下来显明他的恢复呢？
And under what conditions does this revival work happen?
是在一个充满死亡的那种环境的里边来显明他的恢复的工作。
It's through a circumstance of full of death that it manifests its work.
所以我们看到，首先神就把光带进这一个死亡的黑暗。
So we see that in the very beginning that God brought forth life to this death.
但是黑暗
But darkness
不是那个根本的原因。
That wasn't the original cause.
那个造成黑暗的那个根本的原因。
And the real cause that's creating darkness.
乃是死亡。
That was death.
那所以马上我们就看到。
So immediately we can see
神在解决这个死亡的光景的里面，他就显出他第二个做工的法子。
So when God was trying to solve this death, there's another principle of work that comes out.
我想弟兄姊妹们应该有一个这样的领会。
So brothers and sisters, you should have this understanding.
无论从这一个恢复的创造来看，
no matter when you look at it from the standpoint of this revival work,
或者是从那个救赎的安排上面来看，
or the arrangement of redemption,
弟兄姊妹，你都看到有一个很明显的法则在那里显出来。
You can see clearly there's a principle that's manifested here.
那个就是从死亡得生命，
which is through death to gain life.
这是一个很明显的。
And this is a very clear principle.
从死亡里头得着生命。
To gain life through death.
那当然，我们在这里，创世纪第一章，我们也看到这个光景。
We can see this condition in Genesis chapter 1.
那起初我们所看见的是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
In the beginning, what we can see is formless and emptiness and darkness over the surface of the deep.
这是一个死亡的光景。
And this is the condition of death.
但在神的恢复的工作的里头。
But in the revival work of God.
神要叫这个死亡的光景结束。
That God would want to have an end to this death, the condition of death.
有什么可以叫死亡的光景结束呢？
And what can cause death to end?
只有生命可以结束死亡。
It's only life that can end death.
除了生命就没有任何的事物可以叫死亡停止。
Besides life, there's nothing that can cause an end to death.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
当我们读以后的经文的时候，
When we continue to read on in other
scriptures, 我们非常清楚地看到这一个法则贯穿在整本的圣经里。
We can see clearly this principle goes through the whole Bible.
主的话也很清楚地给我们看到。
And the words of the Lord clearly let us see.
我想弟兄姊妹看看以赛亚书二十五章那里主说过什么话。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 25. 5.
我们留要留意的是第八节。
We pay attention to verse 8.
但是第八节不能没头没脑的跑出来。
But verse 8 comes from somewhere.
所以你一定看，必须也要留意第八节以上所说的事。
So you also have to pay attention to what's before verse 8.
在第八节以上所说的是什么呢？
So what was it before verse 8?
那是说到国度。
It talks about the kingdom.
当然也可以延伸到那个新天新地。
And of course you can say it's also the new heaven and the new earth.
是说到那一个时候的光景。
It talks about the condition then.
那么说到这样的光景出现的时候。
And when it mentions when this condition appears.
我们留意第八节，那里就对这一个新的光景的出现有了一个结论。
And we'll look at verse 8, that's a conclusion of this condition.
那我们看第八节说怎么说。
Let's read verse 8.
他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。主耶和华必擦去个人脸上的眼泪，又除掉普天下他百姓的羞耻。因为这是耶和华说的。
He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken.
他已经把死亡吞灭了。
That he has already swallowed up death.
这个死亡给吞灭的事实是直到永远。
So this fact of swallowing up death is forever.
我们刚才已经提过了。
And we mentioned it before.
是什么可以停止死亡？
What could end death?
只有生命可以停止死亡。
It's only life that can end death.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那以赛亚这里所说的是说到整个神的计划完成的时候的那个光景。
So what Isaiah mentioned here is the conclusion of the whole plan of God that was accomplished.
可以说是从国度引进新天新地的那一个光景。
It's the kingdom leading the appearing of the new heaven and new earth.
到了那一个时候，神的恢复的工作就完全的成就了。
And at that time, the revival work of God is accomplished completely.
那当神回头来说到这个神的计划完全成就的经过的时候，
When God returned and talked about the whole process of this work,
他就宣告一件事情，
and he proclaimed it,
他已经把死亡废掉了，
that he has nullified death,
吞灭掉了，
that he has swallowed up death,
直到永远，
it is forever.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意，
brothers and sisters, take note.
这吞灭死亡是一件事。
Swallowing up death is one matter.
吞灭到永远是另外一件事。
But swallowing up death forever is another matter.
吞灭死亡。
When he swallows up death.
弟兄姊妹，我们也可以说。
And we can put it this way.
当我们的主从死里复活的时候，那是一个吞灭死亡的事实。
When our Lord resurrected from death, that's a fact.Of swallowing up death.
但是我们的主复活以后，
But after he resurrected,
我们仍然看见死亡仍然在地上横行呢。
We continue to see that death is still prevails on earth.
没有停止。
And it hasn't ended.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这里所说的，
What it talks about here,
那是说到神做工到一个地步，叫死亡永远的停止。
It says here that God will work to a point that death would forever stop.
那他怎么样能叫这个死亡停止呢？
And how can he end death forever?
那是一种复活的生命。
Which is through the resurrected life.
是复活的生命对付了那个掌死权的魔鬼。
It's the resurrected life that deal with the devil that has the dominion over death.
那这样生命就显出来。
And then life can be manifested.
死亡。
And death
就不再存留了。
Could no longer exist.
那这个话，
And these words,
不是单单在以赛亚给我们这样看到。
It's not just let us see by Isaiah.
我们平常说生命吞灭死亡。
When we say that the life swallows up death.
我们好像是觉得是现在神儿子复活的生命吞灭我们现在我们身上所有的一些死亡的那种影响。
That we're saying the resurrected life of the Son of God inside of us, swallow up all our darkness or death inside of us. Oh, thank God, of course, this is a fact. But when we talk about this point, swallowing up of death, that is not just our own spiritual experience. But it's also the principle of God's eternal will, this is accomplishment. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们同样看到, 这样的一件事情给宣告出了,
and we'll see the same matter being proclaimed.
51节,
Verse 51.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们, 我们不是都要睡觉, 乃是都要改变, 就在一霎时, 眨眼之间, 好同末次吹响的时候, 因好同要响, 使人要复活, 成为不朽坏的, 我们也要改变, 这必朽坏的, 总要变成不朽坏的, 这必死的, 总要变成不死的, 这必朽坏的, 既变成不朽坏的, 这必死的, 既变成不死的, 那时经上所记, 死被得胜吞灭的话, 就应验了。
We just read from verse 51 to 54.
弟兄姊妹看到末了的那个结论的话,
but this is when you look at the ending.
死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
That the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
死被吞灭这一个得胜是借着什么来显出来?
And how is it victory that swallowed death, how is it manifested?
弟兄姊妹你从上文你就看到,
if you read what's before it,
那是一个复活的生命的彰显,
which is the manifestation of a resurrected life.
和这个复活的生命的彰显,
and the manifestation of this resurrected life,
就把死亡的权势完全的除掉了,
that it has get rid of the whole power of death.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹因此我们 就看到一个事情来了。
So we'll see one matter here, brothers.
如果我们说整本圣经所记录的乃是神的那个恢复的工作,
if we say that the whole
计划从设计执行到完成,
if we say the whole Bible is the recording of the planning of revival work of God, from the planning, the execution, and the completion,
那么弟兄姊妹很清楚你就看到,
then you see very clearly, brothers and sisters,
这个恢复的工作的实意是什么?
The true meaning of this revival work,
而不是只是外面改变一下的那一个眼见的事物,
it's not the changing of outward forms,
或者是改变一下那个眼见的光景,
or the visible condition that's changed.
那个实意是什么?
What is the true meaning?
那个实意乃是从死亡,
the true meaning is from death we gain life.
或者说是从生命吞灭死亡的这一个事实的显出,
or we can say that it's a manifestation of life swallowing up death.
而我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹你看到, 神做工的另外的一个法则, 那就是生命的法则。
So we can see, brothers and sisters, the other principle of God's work is the principle of life. That God uses this principle of life to complete his work. When we read the book of Genesis, in creation, we can clearly see this. In the beginning, when the earth was full of death,
空虚混沌,冤冤黑暗的那种光景里,
it was formless and empty and dark.
神恢复的工作是怎么显出来呢?
How was God's revival work manifested?
除了过去我们所看的那个分别的法则在做工以外,
besides the principle of separation at work,
你就看见那个生命的法则也在那里做工,
we can also see the principle of life is also at work there.
在每一个给死亡充满的地方,
and every place is filled with death,
而神一一地在那里显出生命,
that God would manifest life one by one.
而在 这个地上面就长出那个青草和树木。
And on the earth, grass and trees were grown.
这个是生命。
That's life.
但是不是只是长出青草和树木。
But it's not only the growth of grass and trees.
那里还怎么说呢？
And what else did he say there?
那里又说那个这是个青草和树木都各从其类。
And it says there the trees and the grass if they go in according to the kind.
但是不是只是一点点的青草和树木。
But it's not only just a little bit of grass and trees.
乃是遍地都是这个青草和树木。
But it's throughout the earth, it's all grass and trees.
然后弟兄姊妹就看到。
And then brothers and sisters, you'll see.
在海里面就滋生有生命的物。
And in the sea, there are living creatures.
在空中又有雀鸟飞在地面以上。
And the birds fly above the earth and in the sky.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
And brothers and sisters, you see him?
神在那里就说出一件事情。
And God was there to proclaim this.
他说这一切要滋生繁多，充满。
And he said, be fruitful, increase in number, and fill.
要滋生繁多，就是那个生命的扩充。
Be fruitful and increase in number is the expansion of life.
或者说你的生命的丰富。
Or the abundance of life.
也可以说是生命的扩张。
Or you can say the expansion of life.
不管你从哪个角度去看。
No matter how you look at it.
那扩张到一个什么程度呢？
The expansion to what extent?
他说要充满海中的水。
He said to fill the water in the seas.
雀鸟也要多生在地上。
And then let the birds increase on earth.
就是要增加。
Which is to increase.
就是要扩充。
Which is to expand.
说到那个地上的走兽的时候呢？
And also when it talks about the animals on earth.
又是这个样子。
It's the same.
又是各从其类。
It also says according to its own kind.
然后就说到人。
And then it talks about men.
说到人的时候，你就说要生养众多，遍满地面，来治理这地。
Then it says be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟。
And rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air.
和地上各样行动的活物。
And over every living creature that moves on the ground.
看到。
But sisters, you see here.
神让这些有生命的不住的在那里扩充。
That God let these living creatures to expand.
而扩充到一个什么地步呢？
Expand to a point.
充满在水中。
To fill the seas.
遍满全地。
To fill the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这是一个什么？什么样的安排？
What kind of arrangement is this?
这是一个用生命来充满那一个神所造的天地的光景。
This is a condition where life is filling out the whole earth and the whole universe that's created by God.
那这是创世纪给我们看到的。
This is what the Genesis let us see.
就是创世纪最起初创造的时候所给我们看到的。
Which is in the beginning of creation in the book of Genesis.
但是当你看到启示录的时候。
But when you look at the book of Revelation.
那就是说创世纪的这一样的一个安排。到了有结局的时候
which is the arrangement in the book of Genesis as it comes to the conclusion.
那么在启示录最末了最末了
and at the very very end of the book of Revelation, we see the new heaven and earth.
我们看到新耶路撒冷
we see the new Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你留意新耶路撒冷里头这个特色是什么？
And what is the characteristic of the new Jerusalem?
当然是荣耀
of course it's glory.
当然是丰富
it's abundant.
在耶路撒冷新耶路撒冷那里你看见处处都是神的荣耀
and in the new Jerusalem you see everywhere is God's glory
处处都是神的那个 那个丰富
and everywhere,
充满在其中
everywhere is filled with God's abundance.
那弟兄姊妹你注意到
the brothers and sisters take note.
这个神荣耀和丰富的充满的那个根据在哪里呢
the filling of God's glory and abundance, what is the basis?
那个根据乃是在生命
the basis is in life.
所以弟兄姊妹当你看到那他看到最末了的时候
so when you look at the very end, brothers and sisters,
你看到，在新耶路撒冷的那里有一道生命河。
We see there's a river of life in the new Jerusalem.
而你在那里看到，那个河的两旁有生命树。
And by the bank of the river, there's trees of life.
这个生命河和那个生命树啊，都好像在那里完全的。供应着整个的新天新地。
The river of the water of life and the tree of life is there to supply the whole new heaven and earth.
我们实在感谢神啊。
And we indeed we thank God.
因为你到了新耶路撒冷显出来的时候。
Because after the manifestation of the new Jerusalem,
我们看见所充满的就是生命。
We see that what is building is life.
在新耶路撒冷里面，你再也看不见死亡的事情。
And in the new Jerusalem, you can no longer see death.
因为当新耶路撒冷显出来的时候
，Because when the new Jerusalem manifests,
天上的宣告就是
，That's a proclamation.
不再有死亡
，There's no more death.
不再有哭泣
，No more tears.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为旧的事情都已经过了。
Because everything old has passed.
一切都变成新的。
Everything is new.
那旧的事情是什么
？So what is the old?
旧的事情乃是说死亡贯穿在其中。
The old is that death is there.
叫人看不到前途。
So man cannot see future.
叫万有也看不到前途。
So all creatures cannot see any future.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这一个新造完全显明的时候。
But when the new creation is manifested,
我们就看到这一个光景
and we can see this condition.
死亡再也不存在那里
death no longer exists.
全是生命的充满
it's all filled with life.
生命树上结十二样果子
there are 12 fruits bore by the tree of life.
每月都结果子
and it bears fruit every month.
生命树上的叶子为是医治万民。
And also the leaves of the tree are for healing of the nations.
弟兄姊妹们，我当然这个记载是在那个属灵的描述的里面来发表的。
Of course, this recording is manifested under a spiritual condition.
你可以看到一件事情。
But you can see one matter.
对于教会
，for the church，
那是生命树的果子来做供应。
Which is supplied by the fruit of the tree of life.
因为它是每月都结果子。
Because it yields fruit every month.
所以一年里边它就结十二样果子。
So every year it yields 12 different kinds of fruit.
十二就是一个被拣选的数字。
And 12 is the number of choosing.
那这个果子就是在那里显出被拣选的人的满足。
So the fruits are there to manifest the fulfillment of the chosen people.
如果我们回到创世纪里面看神给人去拣选的时候的安排。
So when we go back to the book of Genesis, we see that how God chose people.
我们就更清楚地看见这一个事实。
And we can see this fact more clearly.
不单是在创造的时候用生命来充满那个恢复的天地海。
Not only through, in the creation that used life to fill this earth, the sea, and the sky.
并且更明确的向被造的人指出一个道路。
But also more clearly to show the created people this path.
就是让他们去拣选吃生命树的果子。
Which is for them to choose to eat the fruit of the tree of life.
这个吃生命树的果子的那个事实乃是说出。
To eat the fruit of the tree of life is to say.
拣选生命。
To choose life.
拣选生命的主。
To choose the Lord of life.
不在生命以外有任何的依靠。
There's no other dependence on other than life.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然亚当和夏娃当年在这一点上失落了，
even though Adam and Eve they fail on this point，
但是感谢主，
but thank the Lord，
到了启示录的末了，
when we come to
到了新天新地的那一个时刻，
the end of the revelation，
我们很清楚的看见
the new heaven and earth， we can clearly see，
我们的祖宗在伊甸园里没有完成的事情，
what was not accomplished by our forefathers in the Garden of Eden，
就完全的显出来了，
it was completely manifested in the new heaven and
earth， 而十二样的果子在那里供应着新耶路撒冷，
the 12 crops of fruit to, are there to provide for the new Jerusalem，
更奇妙的是那个树上的叶子是医治万民，
and more amazingly, the leaves of the tree is there to heal the nation.
弟兄姊妹，当你记得，
my sister, you remember this.
新耶路撒冷就是在荣耀里的教会。
The New Jerusalem is the glorious church.
那他们在哪里承受那个生命树的果子的供应？
They are there to receive the supply of the fruit of the tree of life.
我们都知道生命树的果子是直接指着我们的主了。
We know that the fruit of the tree of life is pointing at our Lord.
因为到了那个时候，主跟教会已经连接到不可分了。
Because at that time, the Lord and the church is united to a point that cannot be separated.
主不单是教会的供应。
Not only is the Lord the supply of the church.
主也是教会的满足。
The Lord is also the satisfaction of the church.
这一点我们没有难处。
That we have no problem with this.
但是更那里说到叶子又医治万民。
But then it says here, the leaves of the tree would heal the nations.
你说那个万民还有病吗？
And you said that would the nations still be sick?
这的确是一个很有趣的事情。
It's very interesting here.
那说你说没有病就不需要医治了。
And you say that if there's no sickness, there's need not to be healed.
但是他在那里明明说是叶子是为了医治万民。
But it says here clearly that the leaves are to heal the nations.
他也没有说万民有病。
And didn't say that the nations are sick.
只是说那个叶子就是医治万民。
But it only says that the leaves are to heal the nations.
我们也知道的。
And we also know that.
在新天新地的那一个时刻里头。
In the new heaven and earth at that time.
不会再有生老病死的那个情形。
There would no longer be life or growing old or death.
所以就当然就是没有病。
So there should be no sickness.
你说没有病，但还要叶子来干什么呢？
So if there's no sickness, why would we need the leaves?
要叶子来医治他们什么呢？
And what are the leaves for healing for?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个窍哎。
This is a secret.
这里的确是一个有秘密在里头了。
It's a secret in there.
弟兄姊妹，当我们接受救恩的时候，
When we receive the salvation,
我们看到是基督做我们的生命。
We see that Christ is our life.
但弟兄姊妹，你要注意啊！
My brothers and sisters, take note.
旧约的人没有基督做生命的这个恩典的。
To in the people in the Old Testament, they did not have Christ as their life.
还有国度的人啊，也没有基督做他们生命的这个恩典的。
And also the people in the kingdom, they did not have this grace of Christ being their life.
那么旧约里头给神纪念的人和在国度里头。可以过度进入新天新地的那些人
so,
他们既然没有基督做他们的生命
So those who are in the Old Testament remembered by the Lord and also those who are in the new heaven and earth that they could go into the new Jerusalem
他们虽然都是经过审判才过来的
Even though they all go through judgment
他们可以停留在新天新地
that they could stay at the new heaven and new earth
但是他们当时的生命
but their life at that time
虽然圣经里头没有很明显给我们看到
even though the Bible
是怎么一回事
does not tell us clearly what exactly it is
但是一个比较可接受的事实就是说有根据的事实乃是他们回复到亚当没有堕落以前的那一种生命的光景。
That we could believe that they go back to the condition before the condition where they did not have sin, like when the condition when Adam.
那所以从亚当没有堕落以前的那个生命的本那个那个 那个性质来看呢。
So from this nature of life before the fall of Adam.
他们可能有软弱的。
So they might have weaknesses.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
树上的叶子就是为了他们这一些软弱而显出果效的。
So these leaves of the tree is for their weaknesses.
而当然我们可以说那个医治不是因为发病了 才要医治。
We can say that the healing is not necessarily for sickness.
具体的光景我们实在不能猜想得到。
We cannot really imagine the exact conditions.
但是我们可以说。
But we can say this.
那用现在我们的一些常识来说明它吧。
And we can try to use a common sense to explain it.
那是打预防针。
Which is to have an immunization.
啊，你他们取用生命树上的叶子，他们也就可以脱离亚当生命里头的，不堕落的前的亚当的生命里边的缺陷。
So through the leaves, they can go back to the life before the fall of Adam.
当然我不敢说这个是。绝对是如此。
But I cannot say that it's for sure it's like this.
但是我们说这个猜想是有根据的。
But we say that this is a really good assumption.
我们不要扯得太远了。
So let's not go too far.
我从这些事实弟兄姊妹你看到一件事。
From all these facts we can see this.
那神在他恢复的工作的里边他是依循着这一个生命的法则来做成他的工作。
So from God's revival of his work, he's working according to this life, principle of life.
刚才我们所提的全是在那个创造的这一个范围里边来留意的。
So what we just mentioned, it falls into the boundary of creation.
但在创造的那个世俗的里边呢?
But within the creation,
我们看到人是堕落了。
We can see that man has fallen.
人是离开了神那个恢复的工作了。
That man has left the revival work of God.
那但神没有改变他的旨意。
But God has not changed his will.
所以神要挽回堕落的人。
So he wished to redeem the fallen man.
来成全他起初的定义。
In order to accomplish his original will.
那就是我们也就碰到那个救赎的安排了。
So now we come across the arrangement of salvation.
我们看到救赎的安排的里头。
And we can see within this arrangement of salvation.
你仍然是非常明显的看到那个生命的法则在那里做工。
You can continue to see very clearly the principle of life at work.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意到那个生在救赎的启示和安排的里头，神是怎么样来显明那个生命的法则
？And we can see within the revelation of this salvation how God manifests His work.
那就是头一件事情你就看到了。
And the first thing we can see is,
神用皮子做衣服给亚当跟夏娃穿了。
That God uses skin for Adam and Eve to be used as clothes.
这是一个挽回。
This is a redemption.
这是一个一个补救。
This is to make up something.
当然还没有谈不到那个恢复的那个。本身
but it's not the revival itself.
但是却
it's not the recovering itself.
但是呢，已经给我们看到神做工的法则是依循着这样的一条路。
But we see that God's the work, the principle of His work is along this line.
那是什么路呢？
And what is this?
用新约的话来说，
to use the words in the New Testament.
那就是生命属生命。
Which is to use life to redeem life.
就是用生命来属生命。
Is to use life to redeem life.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
在那个救赎的安排的启示上面。
In this revelation of the arrangement of redemption.
神非常清楚地把这个生命属生命的法则点了出来。
That God clearly points out this principle of redeeming life.
那然后。
And then,
弟兄姊妹，我们再看到。
And brothers, we will also see.
当以色列人给领出埃及进入迦南。
When the Israelites they were led out of Egypt to enter Canaan.
那神在西乃山上就给他们律法。
that God gave them the commandments on Mount Sinai.
那律法其中有一个部分就称作条例。
And then part of the commandments is called ordinances.
Ordinances, yeah.
So part of the commandments are called ordinances.
那在这个条例的里头有献祭的安排。
And within these ordinances, there's arrangement of sacrificing.
神给他们有五个祭。
And there are five offerings.
我们读立位记的时候，我们就知道神给以色列人五个祭。
And when we read the book of Leviticus, we know that there are five offerings given by God.
那这五个祭拿来干什么呢？
And what are these five offerings for?
那是拿来解决人和神中间的一切的难处。
Which is to solve all the difficulties between God and man.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意的。
And brothers, just take note.
人在神面前所有的难处。
All the difficulties of man before God.
不管是哪一个，是哪一种类型。
No matter what kind it is.
只要是在神面前产生难处。
As long as there's a difficulty before God.
你要解决的话。
If you need to solve it.
你只有献祭。
The only way is to offer.
那在献祭的里头。
And within the offerings,
五个字当祭当中
within these five offerings,
四个字是要杀牲口的
four of them involve killing of animals.
只有素祭本身是没有带着血的
only the grain offering does not involve blood.
但是素祭也从来不单独献上的
but the grain offering is never offered by itself.
素祭一定是附在血祭的里那里来献上的。
The grain offering always comes with the blood offering.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情。
And then, brothers and sisters, you will see
that. 那血祭是什么
？What is a blood offering？
血祭那就是用生命赎生命的那个法则。
The blood offering is the principle of using life to redeem life.
就是生命的法则。
Which is the principle of life.
你在神面前有难处。
If you have any difficulty before God.
也许那个难处只是一种生活上的行动。
Even though if it's difficult, it's just some action of your daily life.
但是神所留意的不是你那个行动。
But what God looks at is not the action.
神所留意是造成你那个行动的那个原因。
God looks at is the motivation behind the action.
当你一注意到这个造成那个行动的那个原因的时候。
And if you look at the reason behind the action.
你没有办法不接触那个犯罪的生命。
And you have to, you must touch upon this life of sin,
堕落的生命
a fallen life.
那你要解决在神面前这个难处
in order to deal with this problem before God,
你怎么去解决呢
how could you deal with it?
你必须从把那个犯罪的生命来对付掉
and you have to deal with this life of sin.
那如果要对付掉那个犯罪的生命
if you wish to deal with this sinful life,
那个犯罪的人也就完了
the person who commits sins will come to an end.
那现在要保存那个犯罪的人而对付他犯罪的生命。
But in order to save this person who sins and to deal with the sin,
怎么可以成就这样的一件事情
？How can you accomplish this？
那我们就看到了。
Then we see this.
在伊甸园里头，怎么用皮子做衣服的那一个原则？
In the Garden of Eden, the principle which uses skin to be clothed.
现在神在律法上面给以色列人的那一个补救的方法仍然是那个原则。
And now in the laws that God, the ways that God gave the Israelites to make up for the sin is the same.
你要献祭的话，你就一定要杀一些祭牲。
If you wish to make an offering, you have to kill the offer.
你就一定是用一个祭用。用一个寄生的生命来保存那一个犯罪的保存那个犯罪的人。
You have to use the life of a sacrifice to save the person.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不管是解决罪的问题。
No matter what, if it's dealing with sin.
或者是寻求神悦纳的问题。
Or to please God.
或者说要到神的面前来感恩。
Or to give thanksgiving to God.
就算是感恩。
Even if it's thanksgiving.
因为神一直给我们看见，堕落的人没有资格。
that God lets us see that the fallen man, they don't have the qualifications.
但是神也很乐意接受人对他的寻求和对他的那个感恩。
But God is still very willing to accept the pursuing or the thanksgiving of the person.
怎么解决这个难处呢?
But how can we solve this difficulty?
又是生命的原则来成就这样的一个 要求。
Again, it's the principle of life to fulfill this requirement.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那这个都是在救赎的那个启示的上面给我们去看到的。
And this is all from the manifestation of the redemption.
但是这个启示都是一些表明。
But the revelation is only a pointer.
那都是一些个预表了。It's only a sign. 但那个实际是什么?
But what's the reality?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了新约，这样的一个事实就明明白白的显出来了。
In the New Testament, it's very clearly manifested.
那就是神儿子所成就的救恩。
Which is the salvation accomplished by the Son of God.
神的儿子。 在十字架上所成就的那一个工作
The Son of God, the work that he accomplished on the cross
那当神的儿子在十字架上被钉死的时候
When the Son of God was crucified on the cross
好像事情到了那里就完结了
It seems like everything has ended there
死好像就是尽头了
It looks like death is the end
但对人是可以这样说
It could be so for men. But it's not the same for the Son of God. Because death was only a process. But how can you be set free from the bondage of death? That's a hymn in our hymn book that we rarely sing. So throughout many years,
只看见人去,不看见人回。
We will only see people pass away and they will not return.
这是事实。
And this is a fact.
过去的人死掉了,你们要看见他再回来。
The people who passed away, you will not see them returning.
因为死亡把他们捆绑着,限制着,他们没有办法脱出他的那个辖制。
Because they are bound and limited by death, they could not set themselves free.
但是感谢神。
But thank God, when the Son of God is there to accomplish the work of salvation, that he entered into death, but thank the Lord. Because of his life, his power of life, that the dominion of death would bow down before him. And the bondage of death loses its power. And the limitation of death ends there. And our Lord resurrected. This resurrection manifested the power of resurrection. And this great power of life manifested God's work.
弟兄姊妹们，我们注意。
And verses we take note.
我们传福音的时候。
When we spread the gospel.
我们常常都说的。
We always say this.
神儿子为我们死了。
That the Son of God died for us.
所以我们要接受神儿子做我们的救主。
So we need to accept the Son of God as our Savior.
严格说起来。
And straightly speaking.
这样的传福音，这个福音是不完整的。
This kind of spreading gospel, this gospel is not complete.
不过感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
传福音的人。 虽然没有说出下文，但是他们心里面却是接上那个下文的。
Even though the people who are spreading gospel did not tell the whole story, but they have the whole story.
那个下文是什么？
And what is the whole story?
我们的主不单是死了。
Not only did our Lord die,
他也活了。
He also lived.
他从死里复活过来了。
That he resurrected from death.
那他怎么能从死里复活过来？
And how can he resurrect?
这个就是那个生命的法则在。 显出那个果效,
which is the manifestation of the principle of life.
因为神儿子的生命,
and because of the life of Son of God,
乃是生命的源头,
He's the source of life.
又是生命的丰富,
He's also the abundance of life.
是任何的, 权势的不能捆绑和限制。
It's not limited by any kind of power, dominion.
他进入死。
He entered into death.
乃是为了解决我们的捆绑。
It's in order to set us free.
为了偿付我们在神面前该被追讨的那些事情。
And to pay the atonement of what was required by God.
但是当我们的主满足了神的要求。
And after our Lord satisfied God's requirement,
他就显出他自己那一个生命的大能。
That he revealed himself with the power of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得我们的主自己在那里说的很准确、很明确、很清楚。
And brothers, remember the Lord himself said it very clearly.
没有人夺我的命呢。
No one can take my life.
是我自己交出去的。
It's I myself who give it away.
事实上也是没有人能把我们的主的命夺去的。
Indeed, no one can take our Lord's life.
如果我们的主不交出来的话，
If our Lord did not give up his life,
谁都不能动他了。
No one can touch him.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他说我既然舍去。
And he said that because I give it up,
我也有权柄把它收回。
And I have the authority to take it back.
他有舍去的那一个动作。
He has this action of giving it up.
他也有一个把生命收回的那一个权柄。
He also has authority to regain this life.
而这个一放一收，弟兄姊妹你就看到这个是生命的主。
This giving up and this taking it back, we see that this is the Lord of life.
他是用着他的生命。作为那一个赎价。
He uses his own life as a redemption.
然后就借着这个生命所带出来的那个复活的事实。
And through this life, he brought forth resurrection.
败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
And to fail the Satan who holds the dominion of death.
因为这样一来。
And so from here,
我们就看到了救赎完成了。
We see the completion of salvation.
救赎的工作做完了。
And the work of salvation has completed.
从那个时候开始，
And from that time on,
人要到神面前去有路了。
That's a way for man to go before God.
人怎么能有路到神面前去？
And how can man have a way to be go before God?
因为神在生命的法则里头做了一个工作。
It's because God, within this principle of life, he has done something.
一面是用生命赎生命。
On one hand is to use life to redeem life.
另一面是以复活的生命去胜过掌死权的魔鬼。
On the other hand is use this resurrected life to win, to overcome the dominion of death.
或者说是胜过那个死亡的权势。
Or to overcome this dominion of death.
而我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们就看到一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we see one matter here.
因着主的死而复活，显明那个生命的大能。
Because of the resurrection of the Lord to manifest his power of life.
成就了人回到神面前去的那一条路。
That this accomplishment of opening up the way for man to go before God.
只是仅仅打开让人可以到神的面前。
But it's not just opening up this way for man to go before God.
如果光是打开那条路让人可以到神的面前。
If it's only opening up this way for man to go before God.
而这样神恢复的工作只是做了一半。
Then the recovering work of God is only half done.
没有做得完全。
It's not completed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看到那主把借着那个复活的生命，把那一个死亡的权势来对付掉的时候。
So when we see that the Lord uses his resurrected life to deal with death.
到神面前去的那条又新又活的路显明。
And that's a manifestation of this new and living way to God.
那人就可以坦然地来到神的面前。
And then.People can go boldly before God.
但是光是到来到神的面前。
But if it's only to go before God.
如果他们仍然保留亚当的那所有的。
And if they continue to keep what's belonged to Adam.
那这个恢复的话还是不能说完全。
This recovering is still not yet completed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以在那个旧 当救恩向我们显出来的时候
，So when redemption or salvation is manifested，
不但是叫我们看见救赎的方法的完成
，Not only do we see the completion of the way of salvation，
也看到那个救赎的果效显明在我们的身上
，And we see the results of the salvation manifested in us。
救恩的方法的完成是借着复活的大生。复活的生命
the manifestation of the completion of salvation is through the resurrected life.
那我们在神面前给恢复过来呢？
And that when we are recovered by God,
那是救恩的果效在我们身上显出功用。
Which is the manifestation of the result of that salvation.
那是什么事实呢？
And what is the fact?
那是基督做生命。
Which is Christ as our life.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers, do you see?
打开到神面前去的路是一件事。
To open up this way to God is one matter.
你可以到神面前去。
You can go before God.
但是你在神那里不一定能得着什么。
But then you may not gain anything from God.
因为你只是得到一条路回到神那里去。
Because all you have is a way to God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
救恩的另一面。
The other side of salvation.
乃是要叫神的儿子做我们的生命。
Is to...For the Son of God to become our life.
而这是救恩里面是给我们所接触的那个重生的那个部分。
Which is the part of being born again within the salvation.
有些时候我们好像不太明白。
And sometimes we may not understand.
神的救恩，那就借着十字架所成就的，从死里复活，给我们那个得救的恩典，那就很清楚了嘛。
Is it very clear that the salvation of God is through the, on the cross, the resurrected life?
那为什么还要说重生呢？
And why would you say to be born again?
为什么还要说称义呢？
Why would you say we be deemed righteous?
为什么还要说成圣呢？
Or to be sanctified?
为什么还要说做儿子呢？
Or to be sons?
还有许多的讲法。
And a lot of different sayings.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
但我们不了解神那个做工的法则的时候。
But if we don't understand the principle of God's word,
我们就觉得神，你只要解决我们的那一个难处，那事情就完了。
We'll say that it's enough for God to just solve our problems.
但是解决我们的难处，并不能等于神的恢复的工作完成。
But to just solve our problems is not the same as completion of God's work.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们对我们的难处的认识
，because what we know of our problems
是停留在一个小点上
，it stops at one very small point，
那就是不至灭亡反得永生
，which is to not perish but have eternal life。
我们不至灭亡反得永生， so, 我们是满足的。
So we're satisfied with just not perish and have eternal life。
但神在他恢复的要求的底下，神不能感觉满足。
But God is not satisfied under this requirement of recovery.
神没有感觉满足。
He does not feel satisfied.
因为神要把人恢复到一个地步。
Because God wished to recover men.
就是他起初造人的那个目的。
To a point to the original purpose of creating men.
神的荣耀要透过他们来彰显。
That through them God's glory would be manifested.
神的权柄要借着他们来执行。
That His authority would be executed.
神的生命要与他们有完全的连接。
That God's life would be completely united with them.
这个是神恢复的目的。
And this is the purpose of the recovering.
如果我只是不至灭亡反得永生。
If it's only not perish and have eternal life.
我知道在人界方面觉得够了。
It's true that for man is enough.
但在神的恢复的工作里说，里头还有好长的路要走。
But that's still a long way in God's recovery work.
那因此我们就看到。
So now we see.
救恩所带来给我们的是好多方面的那个恩典的显明。
So what salvation brought forth is the different manifestations of grace.So for us to be born again, and that to deem us righteous,
要叫我们成圣,
and for us to be sanctified,
也赏给我们做儿子的名, 有做儿子的名分,
and also to grant us sonship.
啊, 这许许多多,
all these.
但弟兄姊妹你注意的,
but brothers, take note.
这一个整个的问题的焦点在哪里呢？
What is the focus of all the issues here?
那整个的焦点乃是做神的儿子成了我们的生命。
The focus is that the Son of God has become our life.
是我们一直所说的基督做生命的那个问题。
And that's what we talked about, that Christ being our life. When we read Colossians chapter 3, and it's very clear there, that Christ is our life. When he's manifested in glory, that we will be manifested with him in glory. When you see the recovery work of God, He recovers us to a point that we are just like His Son. When He's manifested in glory, that we will be manifested with Him in glory. And what is the basis there? That's the result. But what is the basis? Thank the Lord. The basis is Christ as our life. Indeed, we need to thank and worship our Lord. Because He uses life as the principle of His work. So that all of us would accomplish this recovery work within this principle of life. First, to let us see that when man has the Son of God, they have life. This is mentioned in 1 John chapter 5. When man has the Son, they have life. If they don't have the Son of God, they don't have life. But it doesn't stop here.
有了这样的一个生命
When we have this life,
然后就借着这样的一个生命
And then through this life,
来把我们带进神的那个恢复的 工作的 完成
And to bring us into the completion of God's recovery work.
基督是我们的生命
So Christ is our life.
他在荣耀里显现的时候
When He's manifested in glory,
我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We will be manifested with Him in glory.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们看到一件事情
We'll see one thing here.
不管从创造上面来看也好
No matter when you look at it from the creation point of view,
从救赎这方面来看也好
Or from the point of view of redemption,
再从神的那个工作的完成的那个结果来看也好
Or the completion of God's work is
resolved, 我们非常清楚地看见
We can see very clearly,
在神的做工的方那个方神的做工的那个方法的里头
the methods of God's work,
除了分别的法则以外
Besides the principle of separation,
也换作一个生命的法则
That's also this principle of life.
神借着这个生命的法则
And through this principle of life,
把我们带回他起初的目的里
God brings us back to His original will.
那意思弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这个我们刚才所交通的诠释在神的那一个永远的旨意的安排这一方面来留意的
So what we just fellowship on is from the eternal will of God.
但是如果我们要从神这一个安排能带进那个结局来说的话呢
But if we wish to through this arrangement and bring forth the ending.
我想我们下礼拜还需要一次的交通才能说得清楚。
That we have to have another sharing next week to complete it.
那原因在哪里呢
And what's the reason?
弟兄姊妹我们都知道了
And we all know that, brothers and sisters.
生命的工作的高峰乃是十字架
The climax of the work of life is the cross.
那我们的主是在十字架上面把生命的那一个功用显得很完整 很明显
The Lord manifested the completeness of the life within the or on the cross
他在十字架那里交出他自己
that he gave himself up on the cross
他也借着十字架来带进 复活生命的彰显。
And through the cross, he manifested life.
所以生命做工的那个高峰是在十字架那里。
So the climax of the work of life is in the cross.
啊，这个就是那个法，就是那个神做工的法则。
And which is the principle of God's work?
也许弟兄姊妹都听领会过一个这样的话。
Maybe brothers and sisters, you have heard this.
神的方法乃是基督。
The method of God is Christ.
基督的方法乃是十字架。
And the method of Christ is the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这个话很值得我们去留意的。
That we should really think about
this word. 因为这个就是神的生命的做工的法则所表达出来的。
Because this is what's manifested in the work of God.
啊。我们除了在主钉十字架的这个事上面留意到神这个法则以外，
Besides looking at this principle from the crucifixion of the Lord,
我们在神在人中间做工的历史上面也给我们看到这样的一个安排。
We can also see this through the history of God working among men. We can also see this
through the history of God.
When we read the Old Testament,
你留意到神把亚伯兰从乌尔带到迦南地。
That we remember God brought forth Abraham from Ur to Canaan.
那么他在迦南地也经过了一些起起落落。
And when he was in the land of Canaan, he has encountered some difficulties.
其中有一次。
And that's one time.
那就是罗德给他的难处。
That Lot brought him some difficulty.
哦，详细情形不说了，弟兄姊妹都熟悉。
That we won't go into the details. We all know the details.
啊，结果罗德就把迦南地当时眼中看来最好的地方要去了。
So as a result, Lot has chose the best of the land of Canaan.
然后剩下的一个是。不是那么好的地方给亚伯兰。
And then he left a place or a piece of land that's not so good to Abraham.
在这一个时候。
And at this time,
神就对亚伯兰说。
God spoke to Abraham.
他说你举目往东西南北观看。
So lift up your eyes from where you are and look north, south, east, west.
你不要管罗德拿去了是什么的地方。
Don't pay attention to what Lot had taken away.
现在我叫你东西南北观看。
So now I ask you to look at from north and south, east and west.
凡你所看得到的那个地，我就赐给你。
All the land that you see, I'll give to you.
然后呢？
And then,
你所看见那个地，
the land that you see,
你也要起来。
And you will also rise up.
纵横的走遍那地。
And then you will walk through it.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得稀奇吗？
Is it interesting, brothers and sisters?
神说你看得到的那个地方我就给你。
And God said that whatever you can see, the land I will give to you.
然后神就说你看到了你就去走。
And then God said, when you see it, you walk on it.
你走到那里我就给你到那里。
Wherever you walk, I will give the land to you.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters?
你说美国西部开发的时候那些人大概也都是差不多这个样子。
You say that it's similar to when the western side of United States when it's developing.
你说那亚伯兰当时神叫他这样做有什么特别的意思吗？
So is there any special meaning when God asked Abraham to do this?
如果我们留意的话，
If we pay attention to it,
我们就注意到了。
That we'll see this.
什么事情？
And what's the matter?
美国西部开发的时候，
During the development of the western
side of the world, 骑着马只是团团走，团团走，团团，走一圈呢。
The cowboys are riding on the horses, then they were just going around.
他走过这圈就是我的。
That wherever land they have gone on.
他就打上一些记号在那里，而这一片地皮是我的。
And they build up the fence and then say that the land belongs to me now.
但是你留意神叫亚伯拉罕怎么看？
But pay attention to how the Lord asked Abraham to look.
你叫亚伯兰怎么走？
And how he told him to walk.
神没有叫他看一圈。
That God did not ask him to just look around.
神也没有叫他走一圈。
And he did not ask him to just walk around.
神是叫他东西南北的看。
And God asked him to look from east and west and north and south.
起来忠诚的走
and to walk accordingly.
弟兄姊妹，这个是没有什么道理啊。
And it doesn't make sense.
你要看这个地皮你怎么看？
If you were to look at a piece of land, how would you look at it?
你总是看了这一点。
And you look at one point.
就横扫过来。
And then you look across.
就横扫过来。
And keep going.
是这样转一圈的，把你周围看了。
And you just look all around.
这个是我们正常的做法。
This is our normal way of doing it.
你要是走的
，If you want to walk on it,
同样是一样。
It's the same manner.
就是走一圈。
And you just walk around.
就把那个地界活下来。
And then you establish the boundary.
但是你留意。
But if you pay attention.
神问亚伯兰怎么看怎么走。
How God asked Abraham to walk and look.To look east and west.
你看了这边就看后这边。
If you look to the front and look at the back.
你看完了这边才看这边。
And look at the left and the right.
这又是什么意思？
And what does that mean, Francis?
你走也是这样。
And if you walk it's the same. If you walk from here to there.
然后你再从这一头走到那一头。
And from there to there.
又是什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果我们灵里面是苏醒的。
If we are enlightened in our spirit,
那不是很清楚，主是把它放在十字架的那个要求底下吗？
Isn't it very clear that the Lord is placing him under the requirement of the cross?
什么叫做东西南北？
What is east, east, west, and south north?
中横走遍。
How do you walk across it?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这是神。在人中间做工的历史的一个记录。
This is a one recording of the history of God working among men.
当然你
用
一个记录，你就说，一个结论出来，那是没有什么意思的。
If you want to draw a conclusion based on this single recording, it's meaningless.
但用这，你从整本圣经来看。
But if you look at the whole Bible,
从起头看到末了。
From the beginning to the
end. 你看见神在人中间做工的时候。
You see when God works among men.
不住的出现这样的一种法则。
It, this principle continues to appear.
那你就知道。
And then you know.
这个是神做工的法则，而不是偶然兴趣所到所做的一件偶然的事。
And this is the principle of God's work. It's not from by a coincidence.
而我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
那我们今天晚上只是从神整个的那一个安排上面来看。到神用生命的法则来做工的那个事实。
So this evening we're just looking at how God works based on the principle of life.
如果我们注意到神那一个所有神做工乃是为着要恢复神起初的那一个安排呢？
If you realize when God works is to recover the original arrangement.
那我们必须还要更进一步，这一个法则。怎么做工在我们的身上
？Then we need to go one step further and look at how this principle can work in us.
就是说，神怎么把我们带回起初的那个目的
？Which is to say how God can bring us back to the original purpose.
那这个部分我们只能留到下礼拜二，我们再来交通。
And we'll leave this part to next Tuesday. We'll continue to fellowship.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
当我们回到神的话里面去注意神做工的历史的时候
，When we return to the Lord's work to look at how He works,
很明显的另外一个神做工的法则又给我们看见了。
And there's another principle of God's work that would let us see.
神乐意我们能明白他做工的法则。
That God's willing for us to understand the principle of His work.
让我们能顺服在神做工的法则里。
So that we can be submissive under the principle of His work.
让神所要做的可以及时的完成。
So what He wished to do can be accomplished immediately.
叫神的旨意成就。
So that His purpose can be fulfilled.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
And we'll end here this evening.